Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wine's pretty to drink a wine. Hey, pass that bottle to me.
Oh, it's right there, man. It says Rouse's H2O on it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's some good H2O.
Well, you know, they got a really great recipe.
Yeah?
Yeah, they use twice as much hydrogen as oxygen.
Oh.
Yeah, that's their secret.
Well, good morning, Stu. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too, Mike.
And happy Mother's Day to Dalton. Dalton's in the studio today.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, no one ever tells me that on Mother's Day. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure she worked much harder than you did to become a mother, but, and works hard at it as we speak still.
Fathers never get any recognition on Mother's Day. They never do.
And then on Father's Day, they have to cook.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? I don't mind cooking. I like cooking. Yeah. But anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful Mother's Day day in Lower Alabama.
And not so great a Monday day after Mother's Day, unless you're a plant.
Yeah, or a duck.
Or a lawn of grass. But that keeps it from being too hot soon.
We don't need any more rain over in Baldwin County. All the fields are underwater over there.
Oh, I see them. You're going to grow rice?
Huh?
That's what a rice field looks like.
I know.
Yeah.
But they're trying to grow corn so they can make some more of that Detling's whiskey over there. every time I see a cornfield, I think of Seth Detling. Although he grows his own corn.
That's weird.
But,
not that he grows his own corn. Think of another man when I see corn. I don't know how to interpret that, buddy.
But it is Mother's Day, and I know me and Stu both, we miss our mothers a lot, and certainly do. And
I'd love to be able to. So those of you that still have yours, stop flaunting it. It hurts us.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. You know, one of the positives that came out of COVID was that last year, Mother's Day, people learned that they didn't all have to pack in the door of the restaurant as soon as they got out of church on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to celebrate Mother's Day the day before or the day after if it means you're not sitting in a lobby for 3 hours at Applebee's.
We had people coming in last night at the wine bar celebrating Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mothers.
Yeah. And with Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, you have to remember that the dates that they occur on, aren't really, well, I guess Valentine's Day is very significant because it's named after the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which happened on February 14th, so that was locked in. But Mother's Day was an arbitrary day chosen by the card and flower industry.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, you know, you don't have to go out on Sunday.
Yeah.
You can go out Saturday, Monday. Heck, you can even go out Friday if you want to. I won't stop.
Greedy card designers, their lives matter too, you know.
Their industry doesn't.
I always believe that.
Yeah,
I've always believed. And you know, even though you can send an e-card these days. You can send an e-card, or you can.
And that's
print
what
your
I'll
own.
Do. I don't buy cards for anyone anymore.
Well, I do.
Yeah. Those who say
rare,
who are like, I didn't get a card from you on my birthday. Did you check Facebook? Oh, I don't look at that, but I do. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear, that's what Facebook is for. So you don't have to waste a stamp, buy a generic card, sign it as if you actually read it before you put it in the envelope and send it to somebody.
I can't stand those envelopes that show you where to put the stamp at. Now, if you're going to mail it.
You need the help.
If you're going to mail it, that's one thing. But if you're going to hand it to somebody and it's got that on there, I have to look for them little stickers with kisses and hearts and all that to do it. So
put like a turkey. Get some Thanksgiving stickers. put a turkey over each one.
How about
of them?
That little? Never mind.
Okay. That's probably good. You hit that
emoji. So, hey, last night I met a very nice couple. I cannot remember their first names. I'm sorry, folks. They say they listen every morning, but it's Chuck Kosminski. brother and his wife. They've been married 51 years.
Ooh, 2 years said, longer than I've been alive.
I said, how old were y'all when y'all got married? 10? Because they look like they could go another 51 years of marriage.
Well, hopefully they will.
They look like they were in love, and that was awesome.
Yeah. I got to tell you, folks, when you see Mike out and about in the evenings, give him a card.
Why you got to say in the evening?
Well, because you're not in bars at 9 o'clock in the morning, I hope.
Selling to him.
Okay, that's fine. But that's what I'm saying. When he's out calivetting around being the grand poobah of downtown Mobile and the Lodaw Entertainment District, give him a card with your name. Because about 6-7 years ago, Mike comes in right before the show and goes, man, I met a couple last night, retired tons of money, said they'd love to bankroll you in a restaurant. I went, really? Yeah. They love the stuff you've done, love the show. Really? What was her name? I don't remember. Really? Never seen them again, have you?
Nope.
One time. Did you get their name?
No. I know the business they own.
Oh, okay. That's good enough.
But they've changed their minds since then.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't blame them. I've met me. Also,
because you're a butthole in the kitchen. I wouldn't bankroll you.
I'm a chef.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Today is the first day of our 9th year on the air.
Absolutely.
And the 8th anniversary of me coming up to Mike after the show, right after we started, and saying, got a great idea. Mm-hmm. Each of us take 10 minutes out of our lives and write down our 25 favorite restaurants on the Gulf Coast, from Brownsville, Texas to Key West. Have you written anything? We're 9 years in now. Have you written even the first name down?
I've got two.
Two.
Yeah.
You know,
every time
I bring it up, I have remade the list at least 6 times.
These things
I can do it on the toilet, man. It's one of those things you do when you're sitting in line at traffic. I really like my floor bama.
These things take time. You know, I just don't want to jump into them.
Half of them that were on your list are out of business now.
See there? See, I got to start over again.
Oh, man. Well, see, I'll ask for an update in 9 years.
Okay.
See if you've got a third name on the list.
Okay. Hey, we want to wish happy
Elopatorium.
Anniversary to
Elope-iversary.
Deborah Stockman Hodges and her husband,
and great family. The whole
owners
family.
Our
son Cole. You saw he bought his dream property he used to play on when he was a kid.
That's awesome.
Dalton, you'd love this property. He'd get out in his 4x4 and go through the.
Is that why he bought it, so he could run his 4x4 through?
He can hunt.
Why not?
Yeah.
You buy a piece of stream property and with a beautiful creek.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to put a home on it and everything.
Big four-wheelers.
How are you going to get to the other side on the hill so you can shoot that buck?
I don't know. I don't shoot bucks.
I don't shoot bucks either. I'm more of a fisherman, and we're going to talk about some fishing in a minute.
Man, you've been on fire. You have been on fire.
Well, yeah, I'm learning to use sunscreen, though, so I don't have all the blisters to show for it.
Are
you okay?
That kid that gets the buggies at Rouse's there in Daphne. That kid had 2 inches of sunscreen on him.
I know the young man you're talking about.
That poor young man. I laugh when I saw it, but he's taking care of himself and out in that sun, because that's what he does. He goes and gets buggies all day.
Nicest guy. Really one of the nicest guys that I have encountered anywhere.
Oh,
as sweet as he can be.
But I couldn't help but laugh. Because I laugh at things. That's just the way I am.
He laughs at people. That's what he does. We love to sit downtown and laugh at people, don't we?
I do that.
I can't tell you how many times I've been like hanging out at Bienville Square just watching the drunks meander through. I went, shoot, that guy. Oh, shoot, that's
people Mike. People probably grab their kids and pull them away from you.
No, I just sit on.
Honey, don't look at that man.
There ain't going to be any kids, man. This is 11 o'clock at night. If you got your kid in Bienville Square at 11 o'clock at night, you don't need to have a kid anymore.
What are you doing in Bienville Square at 11 o'clock at night?
Sitting in Bienville Square watching the drunks. I just explained that. I was sitting there by the fountain one time. And a lot of times you get off a shift, you'll go, you got to chill out before you get behind the car. So you go to Wet Willie's, you get a little slushy, a little adult slushy. That Jack and Ginger, by the way, if you haven't had that.
They got Bushwhackers there.
I don't want a milkshake. I want alcohol. Yeah, that's a milkshake.
That's what those are.
Yeah, but it tastes like a milkshake.
With alcohol.
I want to taste the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And that anyway, you get a try the Jack and Ginger. Try the Jack and Ginger sometime. It's fantastic. But we're sitting out there at the fountain watching everybody, and this one girl's on the phone stumbling through stuff. I am in Bienville Square. Come on down Washington County and get me. I'm going to take a nap. 343-0106. Forgot that part.
Made it nearly 7 or 8. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm...
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Mother's Day Day. For you that don't know, this afternoon there's going to be a concert in Washington Square for Mother's Day. And Washington Square,
okay,
that's
thank
in
you,
because the
first time you said Washington.
Washington, that's what we say it.
That's the way they say it in Massachusetts, you Yankee.
So anyway, they're going to be, I saw that, they're going to be down there, and the big band series is going to play, but before them it's going to be a youth band play. Like a jazz ensemble, yeah. And they're going to be
part of the Mobile Youth Symphony.
Three,
or?
I think so.
Okay,
and then at 4 o'clock, the big band with great musicians that they play at Bluegill all the time.
Glenn Miller?
No, but they play the Glenn Miller kind of stuff.
Tommy Dorsey?
But you can take your picnic there.
Jimmy Dorsey?
I don't know. Tom Dorsey?
Benny Goodman? Already said Tommy.
Oh, you said Tommy?
Yeah, you're thinking Tom Dempsey. That's a boxer, not a trumpet player.
Tom Dempsey?
Yeah. He's not in the band.
Okay. Good.
Souza. John Philip Souza.
Be hard to play with those gloves on.
You, sir, are ridiculous.
Anyway.
I got a question for you, though.
What's that?
Where'd you eat?
Nowhere this week.
Thought you said you ate at two places. Well, I asked you when we were talking about
that. No, that's my list.
Oh, your list has two places on it.
But now, you know, I just, this has been a fun, crazy week this week. Now, I'm going to say this. I did eat at T.P. Kreitmeyer's yesterday.
Yeah. See?
I had the Monte Cristo. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting out on the street, and you're talking about fun to watch stuff. Dolphin Street at noontime on Saturday is fun to watch. And it's almost up there with going to the flea market. I go to the flea market for free entertainment. It's hilarious out there.
And for secondhand smoke.
That too.
If you're looking you're not for supposed cheap secondhand smoke.
And you're not even supposed to be smoking on the
Of course not, because you're in a building.
And as they're walking their dogs.
Right.
But, and
I'm okay with the dog.
Do not let your dogs walk on. You have to carry your dog or put them in a stroll. But anyway, had the Monte Cristo. Delicious. It was phenomenally delicious. Place was packed. Dolphin Street was packed. It was a fun
Every
day.
Every place was packed.
Yeah.
Like day before Christmas packed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was. So the thunderstorm this week knocked out my AC.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why a little bit of thunder and lightning knocks out a 30-year-old air conditioning unit. It's made it this long.
But that's no big deal for you because you sleep on the ground out in the woods.
Well, that's what I did.
But I'm going to the woods.
So
your yard is
I got
like
this
the woods.
Idea until they could get in and do a new central heat there. We'll throw a window unit up.
Yeah.
And I found a great deal for an 8,000 BTU for a little over $200 at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Anybody else with 8,000 BTU, it's going to be $500 or $600.
Yeah.
This is just this one. So I go, heck yeah, I'll do the pickup service. All I got to do is pull up and they can drop it in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. And I look online, two locations had it, Saraland and Sims.
Yeah.
Guess where I live?
Sims.
There you go, less than a mile. So I put in my order. Everything's cool. It's time to go pick it up. I had some other errands to run in Saraland, so I ultimately what I should have done was picked it up in Saraland.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no way of knowing that I was going to get a message 4 hours later after that already okayed the purchase and everything. Oops, we didn't actually have one. We canceled it. And I had just left the Saraland Walmart where I saw several on the shelf.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And I go, well, I'll order the one in Saraland, wait till it's ready. So that's what I did. Went to lunch at Azteca's.
Oh.
The new one there in Saraland.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Probably prettier than the other one.
I see it all the time. I don't have time to have stop and have lunch with
it. But it was everything you expect from one of my Armando's places. It's just fantastic. Mm. Families were in there having a good time. It was really nice. I get the message, hey, come pick your AC up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heck yeah. I sit up there, and I'm like, I'm trying to check in. It won't check in. I look closely. The AC wasn't at Saraland. That's where I ordered it.
Mm.
It's in West Mobile.
Cylinders.
Yeah. Even though I clicked on Industrial Parkway, and I knew they had four of them on the shelf in there. So that's a computer glitch thing. That's something up with their website, because it was showing that Cylinders didn't have any.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have ordered it from there. So, you know, that's the people working for Walmart did a great job.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have any complaints about it. It was just a glitch, and something that should have taken 15 minutes took 4 hours. And
out
I got
your
to
day.
See a lot of Mobile County.
4 day out.
Cut hard
four
into
hours
my fishing.
Day.
Cut
okay.
hard into my fishing time. But,
Yoani, you sit out in the parking lot and practice casting.
Because people call the cops when you do that. I swear he yelled Allah, Allah, Akbar or something like that and started throwing a whip at people. Yeah. We have a caller.
God, who is this guy?
This is Charlie Moss. Are you any relation to Charlie Moss?
Yeah, pretty much. And by the way, guys, I wasn't hungry until I called in here.
Just wait. I hadn't gone through my
Charlie,
yet.
Look, we used to come in here. I came in here hungover for years.
All
starving, and you always
Sunday.
Had food sitting right here, and you never brought. And we had guests bring food in, and you never brought food in.
You did. For
well,
him.
That's true.
For us,
I didn't
for
think
us.
That was my job.
Okay.
Hey, but listen, I really
doing?
Wanted it with a real influx of people trying to figure out some place to take their moms to eat today.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to bring up an issue that I think is important, and that is that. And it didn't come home until we went to Neighbors one day last week.
Yeah.
And found out that they are not open 5 days a week. They were closing like on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because they didn't have enough staff to cover all the shifts.
That's a big problem for
and
everybody.
And everywhere I've gone, I'm seeing now hiring immediately. And some places even have applications sitting on a table. So you can sit down and find it and do an interview and go to work.
You can fill it out while you're having breakfast.
I saw a fantastic headline about this subject, and I forget who it was that did the story. They said, and this isn't a case of people sitting home being lazy. This is people sending a message to their various industries. You haven't been paying enough. I'm going to go to a different industry if you don't bump it. There's not a cook in America should be making less than $15 an hour. I don't care what and if the minimum wage is $15 an hour, they should be making $20 or $25.
Well, they aren't even going to have to put that into law because what's going to happen?
Right.
Restaurants going to be paying anyway because they're trying to get people to come to
There's
work.
No reason to change anything.
Yeah.
But a cook's job is not a minimum wage job. If a teacher makes 30 grand a year, then each cook should make 30 grand a year. It's a lot harder to deal with 37 things that are on fire than it is 37 kids that are ignoring you.
Is the issue that they can't hire cooks or can't hire wait staff.
Anyone.
All of them.
Well, you know,
and don't make enough money for the work that you
That's what I was going to bring up because the news media keeps saying, well, the government's paying them additional unemployment money and so they can just stay home and make as much as if they went to work. But there are other things that restaurants could do for their staff. If you don't feel like you can make the pay available, then give them some perks. I don't know of any restaurant that provides any kind of insurance or any kind of paid vacation or
just
any kind of sick
chains.
Leave with pay.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and so I think the restaurants need to also look at themselves a little bit and say,
exactly
can we
is.
Do more for our staff?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to ultimately come down to you're going to have to raise prices considerably or you're not going to have anybody working in your restaurant.
The
public needs to get used to paying $30 to $35 for lunch and $40 to $50 for dinner because inflation-wise, that's what we should be at.
Yeah.
Based on
sure,
all the other things.
$30 or $40 today is probably like about 10 or 15, 30 years ago.
Exactly.
Hey Charlie, the Fairhope Lake Forest Yacht Club, they got pretty beat up during Sandy and Sally and the place is immaculate. It's beautiful. They've redone it. They've added more decks. They've redone the inside. It's gorgeous. They've been trying to open they can't find anybody to work.
Yep.
Well, you know, you got to invest in people as well as your facility.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that brings up another issue with the Eastern Shore restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, and this is a not a blanket statement of people that live on the Eastern Shore, but it's a majority of them. They're trust fund babies who don't have to work. So they're not going to work a menial job. If I can't have a desk and a secretary, then I'll just...
in Orange Beach one time, yeah. And they were having trouble. They had a sign up now hiring. And basically, they were saying that people would come down to South Baldwin County and work in these places if they could find an affordable place to live.
Right. Look, in some industries that I call on, they've had signs up even before the pandemic.
Yeah.
They've been trying to find people before COVID was ever heard of.
Yeah, and but getting back to the Eastern Shore thing, and this affects the Gulf as well. You cannot pay me enough money to drive across that bayway every day to work a job anymore. I'm not going to work. I don't care if it's $500,000 a year. If I have to cross the bayway, I'll live on minimum wage. You cannot do the bayway and be at work on time. It's impossible.
Well,
4 or 5 times a month, you're going to be an hour to 2 hours late through no fault of your own.
It's all about timing. See, yeah. I cross it so much, I know when to go.
I know y'all are coming up on break. Let me just make a request.
That is
that I would really like to hear from some restaurant managers and owners out there, and you know they're listening, as to what kind of staffing problems they're having.
Okay.
Because it ain't going to go away anytime soon.
Nope. Super, super. All right, Charlie, we'll enjoy Golden Corral today, okay? Have a good day.
Yeah, I'm going to go find me some ferns right now.
Center Home, White Zinfandel.
Summer nights, warm rolling sea, and all my dreams, somewhere I'd lost them. Mobile Bay, Magnolia Leaves.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodyody, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine, spoodyody, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Wine, spoodyody, drink wine.
Mop, mop.
Pass that bottle to me.
I didn't finish my list. If we're right.
Well, please continue.
Yeah. Since, he was all out there. Ain't it a place you may be familiar with?
I don't know.
It's over in the Baldwin County area. A little place called, what was the name of that place? Guru's Grill. Are you familiar with it at all? Mm. Man, that is one.
I seem to have had some mighty fine burgers there.
I was about to say, I can't believe that you have never ordered the seafood, because man, we went in there and I said, Mike, this is one of the best burgers around, loves the burgers and everything. We walked in the door and smelled the seafood and went, how can you order a burger? I mean, that's, I didn't taste any because I got the burger, because that's, you know, that's what you said you love. Mm-hmm. And was fantastic, by the way. You hit the nail on the head. That's a great burger. But the seafood just smelled fantastic. And next time I'm there, I'm probably going to get a shrimp po' boy or something.
Okay.
Because, man.
Give it a squish. It. I don't know. I don't know about their po' boys. But some people use a hoagie bun instead of a French bread.
Right.
And it's
which is not a po' boy when you use that. That is a loaf.
You're sitting there fighting your gums and teeth. Mm-hmm. Are fighting the dough and not savoring the flavors of the sandwich. It's got to be on French bread. I'm adamant about
it's
the
not
type
a po' boy.
Bread.
If it's not. Yeah. It can't. A po' boy doesn't go on a sub roll.
Some people put them on both. But I like to get them. I ask them.
They're misnaming.
They've got to have a panini press back there.
They don't have to.
Well, but they got to have a grill of some sort.
Oh! I thought you said it should be a log.
And I like when they put that seafood in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and put it in, press it down, flatten it out some more.
I'll show you a trick.
I like it like that.
Check this out.
I like it like that. There's that.
Yeah.
I've done that
before. Yeah, just take your forearm, smirch it. Give it a smushing. But yeah, thanks for tipping
us on
that, because we both were talking about it later after we left. My buddy Kevin and I were over there. We were picking up a air conditioning compressor for his truck, and there was a dealer or a U-Pullet place over there had a good deal for him. So we stopped in and tried it, and you were right. It was a terrific place.
Is this on 59 in downtown Robertsdale?
Yeah.
Guru's?
Right down from the fantastic Buster's Barbecue.
Yeah. I almost went to Buster's in L.A. too, but
I got to get
I said, let me try the Guru's.
That brisket's so good.
And I'm kind of glad I didn't get the barbecue while I was there, mm-hmm. because, Dalton, I went camping this week up at Lake Citronelle again.
Ah.
And some friends of mine joined me. They set up their tent. And but on the road back, I like to eat kind of clean when I'm camping out so that I'm not having to run over to the porta potty across the lake. And so.
Why run to the porta potty? You got a lake.
That's what I was thinking.
Give you some catfishing. But trolling. So I get the good greasy stuff on the way out. My buddy and his wife had to have burgers from Bertil's. And I had to get me some Grillbillies.
Mm.
That started as a food truck. Now it's a brick and mortar up there in Citronelle. And it is just terrific. And I just walked there. She goes, what can I get for you today? I said, take one slab. One slab just for you? Oh, not at one sitting. And I have dogs. So, so I hit that Grillbillies and headed back. And Luke was with me, my trusty blue heeler.
Mm-hmm.
And he could smell those ribs in the back seat. And he was in his seatbelt, so he couldn't get to him. So he just laid down, took a nap till we got home. But if you're up in that north end, but have you been to the Citronelle Lake? It's where the golf course is.
I have not. No, I just went through Citronelle a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I just found it a few, 4 or 5 months ago when I was registering the new car. And it's gorgeous. It's like a 100-acre park. The lake is probably 15 or 20. My last trip up there, I caught my personal best bass, 7.54 pounds. And just, you know, and we've got some pictures or some bass on the wall that are roughly the same size, and I can slip my hand inside of them. I slapped it in. Boy, that is the biggest mouth I've ever seen on a fish. A buddy of mine, when he got there, so that we could measure it and everything before I released it, he's like, I've never seen a mouth that big on a largemouth bass. He said, you could put your head in it.
Wow. That's saying something for a fish known for its mouth size.
Yeah. But so I'm loving this place. Just beautiful. So peaceful. And if you get a little bored, just, you know, hop in your car, ride around the other side of the lake, and go watch some Little League Baseball.
Hmm.
They play till about 9 o'clock, and everybody clears out, and it gets just quiet.
But I used to coach Little League, and I had so much fun coaching.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Were we cutting you out of the conversation? So you had to force yourself into it?
No, jeez. I'm just saying, if you go to a Little League game, yeah. The parents are fanatics, and it's fun to watch. It really is.
Did you provide food while you were coaching the Little League team, or did you leave that up to everyone else?
He supplied the wine.
The wine.
Didn't you watch Bad News Bears?
Mid-game or post-game?
All of it.
Oh, Buttermiker here.
I used to play golf up there and at Sims Golf Course. It was a great course. Loved it. And then one of the Boy Scout camps was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Pushpataha.
Beautiful, oh, yeah.
Beautiful lake.
That
and
is
all that.
Really is. My Boy Scouting days were done at Pushmataha. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this lake, because you're in the same city,
mm-hmm.
the lake at Lake Citronelle. Very beautiful, very similar to the one at Pushmataha. That's what this place reminds me of. It's Pushmataha without that big cool lodge.
I'm going to tell this quick story real
do
quick.
Do it, do it.
I've never felt sorry for a rattlesnake until one camp out. And I'm watching this group of boys. I'm walking up the hill, and I'm watching these group of boys around one kid. I'm thinking, are they fighting? And I look, and this kid, 11 or 12 years old, has got a rattlesnake in his hands. And he's holding it behind, and that head was almost as big as my fist. Now, how he caught this rattlesnake, and somebody didn't warn the snakes.
Exceptionally, is how I would say. He caught it exceptionally well.
That boys were coming to the woods that weekend, so they should have hightailed and got out of the campsite, but this one rattlesnake did not. And this kid, you're talking about fear. I'm thinking, Jesus. So we had to take, me and some other dads, we took that one boy off way out into the woods. They paint the area with orange paint for hunting, for hunting purposes around the edge. So we went way out into the woods, and we said, now, son, when you toss that snake, you better toss it good and don't toss it this way. So we're way back here. That poor old kid, he was having fun with it. And I'm sure he knew the danger he was messing with. But he sat there and he hurled that snake, and we started running anyway. It didn't matter. We were saying, oh, I hope he don't get me. I hope he don't get me. You got to explain that to his parents. But anyway, he did a good job throwing it. And
I got a comment on our Facebook Live that I have to get to. It's critical. It is from Claudia Winko. You know, sound familiar? Mike, read somewhere. My text.
I saw it.
Okay. She saw it, Claudia.
Well,
you don't have to share it, Mike. It's a personal thing.
No, it's not. It's not that. Claudia's the wine manager at the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Rouses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there's a launch party this coming Friday from 1 to 4 for a new beer, Urban South Beer.
Oh, nice.
New to Alabama.
Thank you, Claudia.
Brand spanking new. Still got the beer factory smell to it. And it's this Friday from 1 to 4.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Yeah. What style is it?
I love going to launches, you know, when they launch something like Space Shuttle.
I liked it when they launched Fat Tire because I'd heard all about it. And it gave me a chance to see that that's a waste of money. That was all hype. That's a mediocre beer.
Well, for you it is. For me, it was great.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I first had it on draft out in Lodi, California.
But you were the one that told me that all of that, you know, it's hard to get in here, is just to get things.
They couldn't.
Well, this is Alabama too, so everything's hard to get in here.
And so same thing with Yuengling when they were trying to go nationwide. They had to wait till they got their production up.
I always classified Fat Tire as like faux craft beer. Like they sell you that it's a localized craft option and it's not bad,
but it's no better than Blue Moon. I'd rather have a Blue Moon than a Fat Tire, but I like wheat beers too.
You like orange juice, don't you?
I like wheat beers. And
I like Blue Moon. Really do.
It's the best thing Coors makes. Mm-hmm. And in case you didn't know, Blue Moon is a Coors product.
Some of Guinness. I like some Guinness, but I like sometimes, Guinness. But I like, what's that town?
Milwaukee. What's that town? Milwaukee's best is what he's trying to say. He loves Milwaukee's best. Gotta have the beast.
I don't like PBR. I don't get it.
It is trendy. That's it.
You got a PBR and a 16 ounce.
My dad drank Pabst Blue Ribbon when they were out of Schlitz. Yeah,
I'm wearing the hat. Yeah.
My dad drank it when they were out of Schlitz or Falstaff.
Godly ugly t-shirt he's got on.
Jesus. And I'm a fan of neither of these teams. I was going to say PBR.
Well, why are you wearing that shirt?
Because
it was on top of the pile.
That's exactly right. PBR. So if you're like me and you were drinking PBR for the cost, the hipness factor was the worst thing that could have happened to it, because then they were able to raise the price. They became hip. They raised the price of PBR, and then if you were like a true OG PBR drinker, the entire reason you were drinking it is gone.
Cheap. Yeah, solely because it's cheap. But like I said, my dad would drink it when they were out of Schlitz or Falstaff.
Well, when I want a cheap beer, I get Miller High Life.
Yeah. I notice this man has this incredible palate, and then he drinks Miller, which isn't horrible.
Well, I saved my palate.
The American style of light lager, which is what the big three are, it's mostly rice, and that's why it has mostly no flavor. You know, beer's not supposed to have rice.
Well, y'all, go down there and see Claudia for the launch party and tell her
Mike Bailey, so she knows which one you're talking about. I'm trying to see if I got anything less. We could catch John on the next segment so that we can give him plenty of time.
Okay, hang on there, John.
Yeah.
Hang on,
because he's the birthday boy. Yeah, he just had his birthday.
I know.
Trying to think. Oh, so I, doing the used car, you pull it thing. Mm-hmm. So my buddy Kevin that got his compressor, well, that's what he's been in the last 10 years is finding used car parts.
Yeah.
So, you know, I bought my truck, had a bunged up door on the driver's side, which is the only reason I could afford it. He found me a replacement door for $250. Mm. And so we drove over to Biloxi to pick it up from the U-Pull-It place, which is just nice. And then we stopped at the IP and had Maters. I'll tell you about it later.
All right.
343-0106. We're going to talk with John, the birthday boy, for sure.
Maters later.
Yeah. Sightstand there you want to see, including a brand new Dolphin Island Beach Mobile. Mobile, Alabama. Mobile. Mobile, Alabama. Mobile. Mobile,
Mobile, Alabama, the place that means the world to me.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
So into the IP casino.
Yeah.
To throw some money away. But we didn't. My friend Kendra sat down and got on a hot streak, and she had $10 of the casino's money to play and walked out $125 richer.
Woohoo! Lunch was on her?
Lunch was already free. My friends do not gamble much at all, but they have friends that gamble a whole lot.
Yeah.
And they just give my friends who don't gamble their card because they lose so much. Every week they can get $30 worth of food and a hotel stay.
All right.
Just about every week. That's how much the other friends lose. Yeah.
Are those friends that gamble a lot from Alabama?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And extremely wealthy. So it doesn't even hurt them. I mean, if they drop 10 grand in a month, doesn't hurt them at all.
Well, I got friends, they know what they're going to spend, and they spend a lot of money there.
Yeah.
And they know.
And for people that can afford it, y'all have fun. I can't, I don't like gambling. I never have. If I put a quarter in there, I want the quarter or more out. and I understand for some people, the game of chance is what's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's not to me. To me, it's I don't have much money, and I just threw it away playing a video game that I could play on my phone.
That's why we need it in Alabama.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If they were to pass the gaming thing, restaurants, we'd get new restaurants too, right? With new casinos?
Absolutely.
And chef-driven. Probably good stuff.
Probably won't be able to staff them.
And benefits. And benefits. There casinos have benefits. You know who is an expert on this subject? The birthday boy himself, John from Fish River.
You know what?
Hello.
Happy birthday, John.
He has gambled at every casino in Alabama.
Well, life is a gamble with him. Life is a highway. Life is a highway. Do you know if that guy out there at 80, is it 85, 87 and Highway 90, is he up there selling those tomato pies yet?
I think he was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I got to get me a tomato pie.
Yeah, just come by and I'll make you one.
Then I got to go down. Then I got to go down to Boggy's and get me a buttermilk pie.
Is that place still open?
Yeah.
I need to get by there and eat lunch one day.
Well, before you move to Georgia, anyway.
Yeah, before I move. Yeah. you guys make me feel like you're taking out the trash. Oh, we're gonna put him on the last segment. You know, how good does that make me feel?
Well, John, you've been calling in last caller every for 8 years now.
Yeah.
That's like your time slot. Now it's this segment is time with John from Fish River.
Yeah. I'm good. But hey, let me tell you something yesterday.
Okay.
But it was so simple, I never thought of it. And Stu, I'm going to come back to you with something else. My brother did some chicken and using fajita mix seasoning.
Yeah.
And that was so good. I never really paid attention to what he was doing all this time, but it sure turned out to be very good.
I'll be.
Stu, I want to recognize you and give you an applaud for recognizing the difference between an oyster loaf and an oyster poor boy.
Thank
or
you,
a shrimp
sir,
loaf.
Right.
And a shrimp poor boy. There was a place down in Battles Wharf, Max's
also,
Cafe.
The loaf should not actually have vegetables on it either.
What was that again, John?
There was a place outside of Fairhope in Battles Wharf called Max's Cafe.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And they used to do a shrimp loaf, and it was so good. It was made, and you're right, it's done on a hoagie bun.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of pressed, you would put it together and wrap it real tight.
Well, what they would do, the trick was to pull a little bit of the bread out of there and make a little pocket in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you scoop out the excess in the top of banh mi the same way.
And the bread was Colonial Bread Company, the people that used to supply those hoagie buns. And it was so good. Simple. Cocktail sauce, ketchup, dill chips, and a little bit of onion chips.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man, it was unbelievably good.
Yeah,
but you just can't find it anymore. And I go places, and I would ask, do you have an oyster loaf or a shrimp loaf? Yeah. No, what's a loaf?
It's similar to a po' boy, only it's on soft Italian bread, and it doesn't have the lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle.
I don't want to wear my jaw out chewing on bread.
Yeah.
tough bread.
That's right. You're paying for other things other than just
you
bread.
You prefer to drink your bread, don't you, Mike? So's John. Tell the truth.
No.
Yeah, it's called beer. John, it's called beer.
What?
Beer is liquid bread.
Beer is liquid bread.
Yeah, basically, you ever heard bread? Have you ever smelled bread like that has overproofed?
I have a Miller sandwich, one Miller in between two others.
Now that's the high life.
You do?
Have you ever smelled when someone is making dough from scratch, and they have mm-hmm. to proof it, and they forget about it, and the bread proofs up until it collapses, and it's called blown dough?
I don't know that I've ever seen that happen.
Yeah. It smells like someone just dropped a beer on the ground because the yeast really starts taking over, and it lets off so much CO2 at that point that it just smells like beer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say beer is liquid bread.
Yeah.
Because the ingredients in it, you got your grain, and you got yeast. So
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Mike loves it.
Yeah.
Newcastle was that beer.
I
was
recognizing that, and maybe you can talk to somebody in incorporating that into their menu.
Okay, I'll talk to Roy about it.
You ought to. Yeah, it's very good, and it's cheaper than a loaf. I mean, a poor boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have that fancy bread. And Carl Tilly will tell you that if that bread doesn't come from New Orleans, it's not a po' boy.
I have to agree with that. Well, there were some pretty good bakeries down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
But they're doing a New Orleans style bread.
They're doing New Orleans style bread. Yeah, and they did some good po' boys, too.
Yeah. John, happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Right. Anytime you get one, it's a good thing these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Provolone.
Provolone, buddy. So,
yeah,
I stopped in and saw John a couple of weeks ago. Back, I had some beer cans I wanted to give for his collection. So, from Brady River, he didn't have any Brady River cans.
Oh no, so,
that'll never do.
Yeah, but I got them during the pandemic because I could go by there and pick them up at the door and then go home and
go pick up two cases, go home, come back next day, get two cases.
I was collecting cans.
So, what's the word on the streets? The state going to let us continue to be able to do to-go alcohol and stuff like this?
That's already law.
Has there been a huge boost in drunk driving during this? I don't think so.
I think what they're trying to do is get people to stay at home, drink at home, and not get out doing that. But
and
who knows?
That is the sensible thing. You want to cut down on drunk driving.
What about minors getting the alcohol at the door?
Well, they're still supposed to card them. I'll tell you right now, man, Ireland has not had a problem not having a drinking age. Germany has not had a problem not having a drinking age.
No.
Leave it up to the parents. Don't let them be able to purchase it, you know, walk into a store at 9 years old and get a sixer. Mm-hmm. But if I'm sitting with my kid at a restaurant and I want my kid to have a beer, the law should not have any say as to whether or not I let him have a beer.
No.
If I am the decider.
Like there's
I don't have a kid, so.
Yeah.
Because he died of alcoholism at 7. But it's a joke, Mike. I never had a kid. The joke was because alcoholism at 7 because I let you see. Catch up, Mike. Come on.
It's Sunday morning.
Catch up, which is what you like on all of your po' boys.
You know, you mentioned Carl Tilly. He's eating some mighty fine restaurants over there in Mississippi.
And hopefully in 2 weeks we'll get him back in here to give you an update.
Yeah, I got to hit
because I'm going camping.
Places.
This is with my nephew, and he can only go on weekends. So a couple of weeks, you're going to be without
him.
He
has weekends off, huh?
I don't know what's going on. He has weekends available. His grandmother is recovering from heart surgery. Okay. So he's being very helpful. He's a great young man, Liam.
Well, folks, get out there. Continue to support local, buy local, be local. And if you're a restaurant, support local, too. Buy from local providers and suppliers.
And local providers, don't sell everything to Walmart in one shift so you can go home for the
week. Don't give Amazon all your business. But anyway. Servers, earn your tips.
They are.
People, tip well, please.
Tip well or stay home.
And have a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Except for Mom.
You better hurry and get to Golden Corral early, Charlie.
Woo! White Zinfandel.
Provolone, folks.
Provolone. Face to face.